Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. You can do lots of good things there. We've been providing you with content there that will help you, information and answers that will help you. Just check it out, use it to your advantage. We have the fairly new capability for you to use the archives. You can actually podcast them. We'll let you download them and use them, move them around, listen to them in different devices. And so check that out when you get a chance. And also, AskJim.biz, of course, is our knowledge base, which is where you can go ask questions. Got a small business question? Go to AskJim.biz and type it in there and see what happens. I think you'll find a lot of good answers there, maybe more than you even thought. So check that out when you get a chance. Beverly Williams is all over all of our websites because she's so interested in contributing to your success, which she's been doing now for a long time. She's the co-author of the book, The 30-Second Commute, which is all about home-based business success. She's a 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, as selected by the SBA, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. What's new in the world of home-based business?
Well, there's not a whole lot new, but I got a rather sort of a mixed feeling about an email that I got last week from someone, and I thought it would be a good way of talking about being realistic, planning, so forth, when you're trying to get started, especially when you have everything going against you.
Okay.
I'm assuming a young woman, she says she's a single mother who's interested in starting a home-based candy shop. So,
home-based candy shop.
Yes.
As in where people can come and buy.
Well, that's what I would take from that word,
yeah.
Shop. And but
is that with, is that shop with an E or shop without the E?
Without the E. One D. As I read this email, I began having these little, you know, red tick marks, my teacher in me, mm-hmm. Not because of misspellings or grammar, but because of the things that she had against her to start. Talking about being a single mother with epilepsy.
Oh.
And so she's got several strikes, not against her, but things that are going to make things
extra
more difficult.
Extra degrees of difficulty.
Extra degrees of difficulty. I like that word. Yes, that describes it. She really called or emailed to ask me about zoning ordinances. She was having trouble trying to figure out whether or not she was allowed to do this in her home. And so, of course, I emailed her back where she could get that information, and
she emailed the right person because you're the zoning queen.
I am the zoning queen. I'm the zoning guru because if it's out there and against home-based businesses, I know about it.
Well, I don't know anybody who's gone best two falls out of three with the zoning boards more than you have.
Okay.
And by the way, the zoning board's lost, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we all won. We all won. I'd like to think of it as, you know, it was best for everybody when we went head-to-head.
So what did you tell her?
Well, I want to go on to her email was a little bit longer than normal. Most people just say, you know, where do I find out about this? She
right.
went on to tell me that she had been really researching this, the whole idea of selling chocolate. She said she wanted to sell them to companies who wanted to extend a homemade thank you to their customers.
Good marketing idea.
Yeah. She wanted to do it on a per-order basis, and she planned to go to the companies with samples in her brochure for their convenience.
Yeah.
and she didn't believe she would have any customers coming to her house, but she'd like to set it up that she could if need be.
Right.
So she said she hasn't been able to find any information on a candy shop, a home-based candy shop.
Yeah.
So there's a number of issues here, not just the zoning. The zoning is her main question.
But that's not where she really needs to start, is it?
No, it really isn't. Although,
and even the business elements are obviously important. But she's got a problem with the county, doesn't she? In the state,
she does. She's going to have to realize, first of all, that it's not just county laws, but it's health department.
The kitchen. She's going to be making this candy. Steaks putting out a smorgasbord. I mean, she's going to have the same requirements because she's going to have a kitchen. She's got to have a commercial kitchen, doesn't she?
Right. She does. And that's anytime you have something for consumption by the general public. Anything that's going to be consumed into their body has to be approved by the facility approved by the health department.
I've so gone best 2 falls out of 3 with those guys too.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I can't blame them because
they have a job. They have a job to do. No,
it's, they do, and
because of them, and I'll just give them a little pat on the back here, even though some of them are a little overzealous. Because of them, you know, we have the safest food supply in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and. The other piece of that, the reason they have to be so diligent is because we've become such a litigious society.
Yeah.
And everybody sues at the drop of a hat, and you can't afford to take that chance. You have to follow the rules on this one. So it's going to be very difficult for a single mother with medical problems to afford, probably, first of all, to have a commercial kitchen put into her house if she's allowed to have it in the same place that she lives. Generally, there have to be 2 separate kitchens when you're a food-based business.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a very, very, very costly item for her to start.
Prohibitively expensive.
Prohibitively
for her expensive. For her little teeny tiny business.
Yes, exactly. To be able to recoup that expense back on that business is going to take her a long time. So that's probably the major hurdle that she's going to have to overcome right off the bat. Now,
Beverly, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got an idea about how we can solve all her problems. 100% of her problems. Do you have that idea?
I do.
Well, we're going to hear about it, but I'm going to let Beverly go first because it's always ladies first. You know that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Beverly Williams is our guest. Stay with us.
That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Williams, the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the outstanding book, The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have this book, folks. It's basically your Bible. So check it out, and Beverly's going to tell us where it's available.
It's available through my website, which is www.beverlywilliams.com. You can also go to amazon.com or any major bookstore.
Yeah, check it out, folks. And honestly, if you know someone who's thinking about becoming home-based, this would be a good purchase for you, a nice gift to give them. Okay, we're trying to help out. We're using an example of an email that Beverly received from a real-life home-based wannabe, somebody who wants to become a home-based business person and home-based business owner. And we're using that as a sort of a teaching idea here and a teaching platform. The person has some medical issues, is a single mother. She wants to start she wants to make chocolate from home and sell her wares to business, and she wants to do it on an order by order basis.
Mm-hmm.
So, Beverly, what do you think she ought to do?
I think
never mind the zoning for now.
Right. The kitchen is the big issue.
Yeah.
And what I suggested to her was that she check around some of the local restaurants who are only open for a particular meal, say they're only open for breakfast or they're only open for dinner, where their kitchen would be available to them, to her, mm-hmm. that she could rent on a per-use basis or whatever, so that she could perhaps figure out how to either barter services, like providing the chocolates for the restaurant to use for their guests,
mm-hmm.
or even a bread and breakfast that has a commercial kitchen because they prepare one meal a day for their guests, and chocolates could be used as a thank you to their guests in
right.
exchange for the use of the kitchen. So that was my idea.
And she's got to be able. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say there are so many other issues that I talked to her about, the epilepsy being one.
Well, we get into that, you know, Beverly, one of the things that's going on these days is there are more and more kitchens, mm-hmm. commercial kitchens that business incubators are creating.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of them around the country these days.
Right.
Where you can go and you can literally, as an incubator client, you can use their commercial kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know people who are making sauces and barbecue sauces and salsa and breads and all kinds of different things, jellies, all kinds of different things that they're making in these kitchens that the community businesses like hers are using.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's a great way to use. She doesn't have to. I mean, she can literally. I mean, she couldn't even rent a commercial mm-hmm. kitchen for what these incubators are allowing these people to do because they're supported by the community.
Right. They are wonderful things. So I know they're trying to get one here in Garrett County.
It's
Western
a great
Maryland.
Idea. It's a great
this
idea.
Wonderful. Unfortunately, there's not enough of them yet.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's one area.
Mm-hmm.
But on the marketing side, you know, she's got to compete against some pretty heavy internet based folks.
Mm-hmm.
And what she's got to do, Beverly, and you know that she's got to make this all about her.
Yep.
It's got to be, you know, whatever her name is, chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about people being able to say, this is made by hand by a young lady who's got a small business and we know her.
Right. Yes.
I mean, they got to want to be it can't be, obviously the chocolates got to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got to be able to. It's like the provenance of an antique, you know. And a table may only be worth $500, but if you can connect it to George Washington, now it's worth $500,000.
That's right.
You know, yes. It's the provenance. It's the connection, isn't it?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And she, if she can use publicity to get her story out, both locally and then reproduce it for national, to let people know her story. That will help personalize it, that people will want to help her.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that she needs to do, but this definitely can work. I was not discouraging, but there are so many things, you know, that she's got to overcome. She needs to take one thing at a time and figure out how to overcome that one, and the commercial kitchen being the first thing, which may then not be a problem for the zoning issue, depending on whether or not she's allowed to have.
Well, see, if she does what you and I are talking about, she won't have a zoning issue.
Well, it depends on the
unless,
zoning.
Depending on the zoning, but she probably won't. By the way, Beverly, my crack research team here on the show has pointed out that Debbie Fields, who has Mrs.
Yep.
Fields Cookies, who's
yep.
been on the show before,
uh-huh.
She started out in her home.
Yes. I know she did.
She was home-based. You know, Beverly, another thing I'd like to recommend to your email friend and to anybody else out there, these are great issues to get small business development centers to help you with.
Mm-hmm.
And chambers of commerce,
mm-hmm.
aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I know you're not looking for a plug, but I'm going to give a plug to AskJim.biz.
Yeah.
Because we have put lots and lots of information up there about zoning, and if she had typed in home-based zoning issues, she would have come up with some answers.
Mm-hmm.
about that on your site.
And if you use that to your advantage, folks, you'll educate yourself a little bit. Then when you ask the SBDC folks your questions, you'll be a little more knowledgeable. Beverly, thank you for today. Good job today, and thank you for helping that young lady out.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, her book is called The 30-Second Commute. Quick break, right back with Russell Pryor.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.